Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Let's go get an update on a Michigan coach who could be on the move. Latest from Ann Arbor, Chris Ballas for the Wolverine.com. The Michigan Insider is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Billy, doing great, my friend.
Yeah, I was following the Wolverine.com, as I always do on Twitter and you. So what's the story here about a new Harbaugh football assistant who may leave before ever coaching a game?
Yeah, Maurice Linguist. And there was a reason he didn't have a buyout. This is a guy who has always been interested in head coaching opportunities, and he coached at Buffalo, and he is the top candidate at the University of Buffalo right now. And it sounds to me like it's a done deal. I think that they're being told, recruits are being called, and you know what? It's interesting because this will be the third, whoever they hire will be the third cornerbacks coach that that they will have had. They let go of Mike Zordich, obviously, and now Maurice Linguist, who is an outstanding recruiter and has made it headway with a lot of kids. Will Johnson, they got a five-star kid out of the state of Michigan, a legacy, and now, you know, he's going to have to reevaluate everything. The good news is they have time, Bill, between now and signing day in December to find somebody that these kids like. But, you know, the when you look at it from the outside, it doesn't look good, flat out. You know, you're having a hard time keeping coaches. You can say whatever you want to, and they will say, hey, you know, this was always a possibility, and it was right there in the contract, but now you're starting over again, and you're doing it in May, and this is a guy who had built relationships in the spring with his players, and now they're going to have to start from scratch at that position.
There's just a lot of transition, man, from where they were as a program the first couple of years, just a lot of interchangeable parts, and I think that's part of the problem on trying to build consistency with Harbaugh, Chris. I really do.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. Now, if you're a championship program like Alabama, people will compare Michigan and say, well, look at the turnover on the staff there. You know, but these aren't guys that they're letting go that are receiving promotions. They're making changes. And, you know, the guys that they're getting rid of are going on to be position coaches at other places and so on and so forth. And that's obviously not what you're looking for. So, and again, like I said, you can spin it any way you want to. And it's clear, you know, he didn't have a buyout in his contract if he were to leave the Big Ten East for a defensive coordinator or a head coaching position at another school, you know, which this obviously is, and the guy wanted to be a head coach someday. But, you know, having to start over again in May when you've implemented everything and kids are just finally starting to get used to him is a step backward. There's no other way to spin it. So it's tough, you know, and he's one of their better recruiters. So I know for a fact that three recruits have reached out and said that there's some trepidation now about coming to Michigan, including Will Johnson, the five-star. So whoever they get, they're going to have to get in here pretty quickly and do some damage control and hope to hold on to these guys. But more importantly, they got to find a way to win on the field. Bill, you and I have talked about that for a long time. They need to have a good season somehow, and could be pretty tough the way they are in the front seven on defense.
Yeah, the lack of any mojo or excitement right now around Harbaugh on this team, your hope is, if you're a Michigan fan, booster, player, coach, that will galvanize this team and they'll deliver a season with no expectations, correct?
Yeah, you hope. And, you know, you'd feel better if some of these guys had proven themselves on the field, or if you heard better things in the spring about guys really emerging. And, you know, we take practice reports with a grain of salt. But at the same time, you know, we've heard just the opposite of the optimism that we've heard the last several years. And, you know, they can't stop the run, so on and so forth. The cornerbacks are struggling a little bit. And you don't look and see a whole lot of high-end talent. You see talent, you just don't see high-end talent. So this is going to have to be a team that plays really well together, fundamentally sound defensively. I know they've got a lot of guys with energy on the coaching staff, and Mike McDonald on the defensive side, and on the offensive side they like Sherrone Moore, but it's really got to come together. They're going to have to play great team ball, because to me there aren't a whole lot of difference makers on either side of the ball, and that's of course how you compete for championships.
Just pure talent. How would you, where this football team is at after the spring scrimmages, training, workouts, whatever you want to call it, and everybody's still navigating the pandemic. If you look at this Michigan team right now, what they have going in, is there any year in the Harbaugh era or recent year, even to Hoke or Rich Rod, or even Lloyd Carr, that you compare this team going into a season to this particular year?
Maybe early in the Hoke regime, or the second year after that first year. He had a really good 2011 season and kind of caught everybody off guard with 11 wins. But that was a very hungry senior class that wanted to win, and you had a special playmaker in Denard Robinson. I don't see that on this team, but I do see similar guys, the Ryan Van Bergens, the people like that. Not a whole lot of unbelievable talents, but enough guys that you can win games if you play really well together as a team. And did it with a little bit of smoke and mirrors that year, if we're being honest. So, but they need some guys to step up. They need good quarterback play, man. We were talking about this again the other day. Chris Evans was their first running back drafted, I think, since Mike Hart, and he went in the fifth round, and what do you have, 12 carries last year? You aren't going to win championships like that, and you need better talent. They've got a good running back room, I think. I think Hassan Haskins is a little bit underrated. I think that Donovan Edwards and Blake Corum are high-level talents. I think the receivers are solid. I don't think they're incredible, but it really comes down to quarterback play. Can you get that guy that can throw receivers open and be consistent? That's something, for example, guys like Nico Collins and Donovan Peoples-Jones didn't have when they were here, even when Shea Patterson was here. You need that guy. Is that going to be J.J. McCarthy? Is it going to be Cade McNamara? They need somebody to really take it and run with it, and that's something they've been missing.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Meyer, proud to be a longtime partner with University of Michigan Athletics. Juwan Howard, it's almost like a daily motivational speech. The word you get on anything and everything connected to Michigan basketball, there's hardly ever a negative.
Yeah, and that's the culture that you want, right? I'm writing the basketball recruiting issue now. We're just finishing it up, and the kids that you talk to, I wrote a column about Frankie Collins, a kid from Nevada, and you know, I always text these kids afterwards and thank them, you know, for their time, because they get about a million people calling them anymore. Used to be just us, and before I could, he texted me, thank you, I hope you're safe, and man, the assistant coaches were right. And talking with Saadi Washington and Phil Martelli, he said, we're not just recruiting good basketball players. These are all unbelievable kids, and they are. Talk to Will Cheddar, same thing. Caleb Houston is going to be a pro in a couple of years, and just a down to earth kid from a great family. So that's the culture you want, and guys that hold each other accountable. Talking to Devontae Jones, you know, he might have been looking for a guarantee, the Coastal Carolina transfer, but when Juwan Howard spoke with him, he said, you know what, there are no guarantees in life. He said the guarantee is you're going to get an opportunity if you come in here to play hard. And he bid on it, and he said, that's what I'm looking for, man. And he said, I don't care if my scoring goes down. I want to lead the nation in assists, and more than anything, I want to win, which is exactly what the transfers last year said, Mike Smith and Sean D. Brown. So, you know, it kind of builds within itself when you have a great culture, and that's what this program is and has been under John Beilein and now Juwan Howard. It's been way too long, basically since Lloyd Carr, that they've had that consistent culture here. We thought that Jim Harbaugh would be the guy. You know, for a couple of years, it certainly looked like it would be, but as of right now, he's got some work to do.
Chris Ballas, he has some work to do. That's exactly what he just texted Superfly. I got work to do. Tell Bill to shut up.
No, never, man. I always got time for you guys.
I am going to be in touch with you. We got to plan our Tullymore Spring Football Summit, where we talk about the Lions and Michigan and the Big Ten and Michigan State. We're going to have to do that coming up here, try and fit it in before Memorial Day, okay?
You let me know when, brother. I'll be there.
And we'll get skiing, and we'll do our Tullymore Spring Football Summit like we did last year. A lot of people are going, hey, is the only reason you guys do this football summit is to go up there golf and have a few beers? And I go, yes, it is. To be totally transparent, yes, it is.
And we'll talk a little football.
We will. We'll do a couple shows.
What a great time that was, brother.
And we'll show, not show, we're not a TV show, but we'll tell everybody about the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, where you should book a stay-and-play package and have your own summit. And then Skeen, Ballas, and me together for a couple of nights in a cottage, that alone is worth it.
It was fun, man. I had a great time. It's really the best golf course I've ever played, and just pristine and just a lot of fun, man. It was great company. I can't wait to do it again.
I'll throw you guys some dates maybe later this weekend, and I'll talk with Matt Golden, the general manager at Tullymore, and I know their May is booking up in their June and July and August. So anybody listening, by the way, Tullymore is located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. The lodging's unbelievable. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. I'll be in touch with you and Skeen on that. Okay, Chris?
Sounds great, Bill. Thanks for having me, buddy.